In about 15, 20 minutes or so from now, after we get done with Ask Alex, that's when you will call us at 833-JOE-ALEX and try your best to win a little game today. If you do, you get qualified for a trip to go to Bonnaroo. And just for getting qualified today, we'll give you digital downloads of artists that are going to be performing this year. Ask Alex. You can be on the show and have your question answered. A couple of ways of doing that. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you want to call in, we can set something up. Or probably the easiest is to email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And we go from there and set it on up. And of course, social media is a good way, too, to get the conversation going. Just send us a DM on our Twitter or Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. All right, this morning on the phone, let's say good morning to Marigold. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So why are you on today for Ask Alex? What kind of help do you need?
Well, I'm calling because I'm in a really weird situation, and I feel like I need some ideas or what to do. Okay, so let's start off. I'm a photographer, and I frequently photograph newborns.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually a really nice job. I got an email this week, though, from a prospective client, and I really don't know what to do. I don't know if I should take the job. This mom wants me to come and take pictures of her newborn, but she wants me to do it at a funeral.
Oh my gosh, is the newborn dead?
Oh, that is so sad.
No. It's actually, that's what I thought too. No, not at like any funeral or not the baby funeral, no, but her dead grandmother's funeral.
Wait,
she wants me to take a picture of her baby in the casket with her dead grandmother.
Ooh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, when I say dead grandma, it's the baby's grandmother. Like, it's this lady's mother.
Oh, why does she want that? Like how? How would she take pictures of the baby with the dead grandma?
I've heard of people taking photos with a dead one at a funeral, but, like, that, in general, to me, is weird, to each their own. But, like, yeah, how, as Alex brings up, like, how are they, going to put the baby in a high chair next to grandma, or how's this going to happen?
No, they were going to put her in the casket.
Ew, gross. Not even a chance I would ever do that.
Well, there might be a lot of room.
Lady's mom just died, and I'm guessing that she's like, upset about it, and she's like, you know, my mom won't ever meet her first grandchild, and she wants to have pictures so that when she's telling her daughter about her grandmother, that she'll, like, have pictures of her with her grandmother. But her grandmother's dead. The baby's grandmother is dead. Like,
that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Straight up.
Wow, live the web, girl. What do you want to say?
I honestly kind of get this.
Excuse me?
What?
Like, this baby is never going to have any memories with grandma.
It's got some creepy-ass memories.
If, like, they don't do this, like, at least they'll have a photo. I mean, it's so weird. It's so bizarre. But, like, I kind of understand. And this woman is grieving, so she's probably not in the right state of mind. Also, she just had a newborn. Her hormones are all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get this.
I don't mind if somebody takes a photo of, like, a dead person. I don't think that's super, super weird. But putting another person in there for the photo really creeps me out.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you think? Because the first thing I'm thinking, Marigold, I'm going to be honest with you, is the backlash you're going to get on social media. Because when you post these photos on Facebook, everyone's going to be like, what the heck kind of photographer is this? This is so disturbing and so weird. You're going to get the heat.
I know. I mean, if I do it, I can't say to the lady, oh, and don't tell anyone it's me.
Right.
Like,
but who's, gonna,
then
who's
I should,
to say?
I shouldn't take the job. Is that, if I'm going to say, do not, like, advertise it to me, I don't want that out there, then she's going to be like, why? And then, you
but
know.
Who's,
like,
to say people aren't going to be impressed that you were able to capture that special moment and that thing, even though she's passed on? Maybe, like, wow, like, what a tough photo to take. If you do it right, maybe people would be impressed by it. Maybe it's not going to blow up in your face.
Know.
Marigold, is she going to pay you super well because it is such a weird job?
No, I mean, she's not. I didn't ask for her pain. I actually would feel bad about that. Like, being like, this job's real creepy, so you have to. You
know?
like, it's just the normal thing, you know? I mean, I normally go to people's houses and take photos of their newborn, so it's not like it's weird for me to go someplace. Nothing about this, besides the subject matter, is out of the ordinary. It's just that you know, I've had some odd requests, but nothing like this.
Right. So like, should Marigold take this job? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a photographer, so I just had some advice.
Let's hear it then. You're also on Marigold.
So Marigold, I completely agree with Alex. The backlash that you're going to get on your business and yourself is going to be astronomical, and that's all people are going to remember. And as a photographer, that's not what you want.
Wait, hold on.
That's not what you want to face your business.
Amanda, hold on. Why would people be upset and backlash? There's nothing inappropriate about, I mean, it's weird, but what's inappropriate about this photo?
I don't think it's inappropriate. I just think it's so weird and so out of the norm that I think that people are going to react negatively.
Someone on Facebook
says... I'm going to be the dead grandmother photographer.
That's
right.
Going to be one photo you take, unless your photos suck. I mean, but it sounds like you're a talented photographer.
No, but I mean, I am a talented... But, like, I'm starting to hear what she's saying. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, what... Because I don't want to be, like, the dead person photographer.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone on Facebook says that you should Photoshop the baby with the dead grandma.
I think that she should do a photo with a picture of her grandmother.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like the baby, holding a framed picture.
Yes. I also kind of think that I might be sort of like taking advantage of this lady in her time of just complete and total, like you were right, like her hormones, she's got a newborn, she's grieving, her mother just died. Like maybe in like 6 months from now or a year from now, she's going to be like, what was I thinking? How did someone actually
You're going to regret this if you don't do it. I mean, honestly, now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my will and stuff together. Listen, you're required, Alex, and you too live in Pork Chop. When I kick the bucket, hopefully it's not going
to be
soon.
I have to take a picture with you?
Yes, I'm going to be like Weekend at Bernie's. It's going to be Weekend at Joe's. I'm going to be propped up. You guys are going to have to get a photo with me. Otherwise,
well, I'm not going to be the photographer this year again.
All right.
Producer Pork Chop just told us, Marigold, off the air, that you had something else that you remembered that you thought maybe we should know about the request?
Yeah, I mean, this actually makes it so much worse. Okay, so after she sent the original email, she sent me a follow-up email a couple days later, and I hadn't responded to her yet. And she was like, oh, I just wanted to make another request. You know how they, you know, mom and baby emails, mom and baby photos always have, like, the skin-to-skin, like, you know, emails. Or I can't get off the email.
I know what you're saying about like photograph. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, like it's like maybe just on top of the woman's breast almost, or like near her shoulder, like this cradled kind of.
Yes, like she wants that, except she wants it with her mother.
Skin to skin with the dead grandma and the live baby.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I have chills. I've got chills on my chills on my chills.
So, wait, are we going to be seeing some dead grandma boob at the funeral?
I emailed her back because I was like, I was like, do you mean with you? Like, because I was like, I can't be reading this right. I emailed her back and she's like, no, I would like it with my mother.
Lena, we're kicking it off with you here on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say for Ask Alex?
Yes, I wanted to say that I think the lady should take the pictures.
Really?
Yes, and that when I was, this was years ago, my grandmother died. We took my son and put my son in the casket kind of by the face of my grandmother and took a picture. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, I agree with you. Now, was this like with a disposable camera or how'd you do it?
Yes, it was with a disposable camera. And there was other people there that did the exact same thing. And also, one of the things me and my grandma used to do was go to the cemetery a lot and walk around the cemetery and just go there to talk, and it was very peaceful. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I think this is a chance for that photographer to do something different and new and to do it good for this family.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I think that's interesting.
Well, that's a really different perspective.
Yeah, now after hearing
perspective. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. That is a different perspective.
If you could see my face, I don't know how to properly react.
What's wrong with it?
To that advice.
If the grandma was alive, she would take a photo with the baby.
Of course, if she was alive. Keyword, if she was alive! alive.
Okay, well, she's dead.
Oh, gosh.
What are we gonna do here?
I am always shocked. The weird stuff that people ask us, and then all the people that come out and, like, support it, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I do that. It's normal. No, it is not.
You have no idea what you're talking about. That is not weird. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex show. You also got Marigold on here. What do you think about this? Should she take a photo of the baby inside the casket with Grandma? The baby's alive. Grandma's deceased.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is her test of professionalism. Like, we all do things we don't like to do. I'm a full-time nurse, part-time photographer, so I get it. We all do stuff that we don't enjoy. If she is a true professional, she'll bite the bullet, do it, and, like, produce for this customer.
Would you want a photo like that done? Would you want a photo like that done if you had a loved one and maybe there was a brand new baby? Would you want the baby in the casket?
I mean, probably not, no. I would not.
It is not Halloween, but dang it, it feels like it.
You guys are so dramatic.
The skin to skin stuff. Like, I would recommend to her just being like, I'm worried about the condition of the skin. I don't think this is the best option.
Oh,
I'd suggest something else.
I'm going to gag.
But, I mean, Grandma's going to look the best she's probably ever looked. I mean, they do good makeup at the funeral homes.
Oh, I wonder about germs, if that could, you know, harm the newborn being on a dead body.
No way. They clean the dead body and they pump it full of juice.
Oh, that is so sick. Please don't do it, Marigold.
Hold on, Marigold. Let's talk to Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. You're on with Marigold. What's going on?
Hey, so I think, first of all, it's like such a story that nobody would have. The person has to be listening to the Joe and Alex show because it's the bomb.
Yes, no, exactly.
But I would do it. Like, if you're going to be in the photographer business, you're going to be taking crazy pictures. I mean, you wouldn't complain about taking nudes. You know, if somebody wanted to take some nude pictures, take the pictures. It's a great memory, and it's build her. Like, I mean, I believe that people will be like, oh, she'll do it, and then she'll probably get all kind of good jobs from it. I mean, or she doesn't have to post it, but I think it's a really good thing, and I think she should definitely do it. Take herself out of it and just take the picture.
This just gives me the absolute creeps. I can't even imagine being on the other side of the camera.
I thought, and then when you asked the person, would you do it? And she said, no, I probably wouldn't do it either. But I would do it for somebody else. I would take the picture without being professional. I would just take the picture.
Wow.
All right. Hey, let's get a few more calls in here to try to help you out, Marigold. We'll go to Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good or bad idea?
I think it's honestly a great idea. I mean, I think it's a little out there. I'll definitely agree with that. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like if Marigold has such an issue with it, maybe she's not the photographer for the job. But I don't think the subject matter really is the issue.
No, I agree. I don't think anyone's like, I don't understand where Alex brings up and Marigold's concern and other people, even photographers, have said, I would not be like, did you see Pork Chop Photography? Yeah, they took a photo with a baby, a newborn, and the dead grandma. Like, there's nothing inappropriate about it. It might be a little like, that's not my thing, but I wouldn't be like, well, I'm not using their service. I don't think it's going to hurt you, Marigold, as much as some people seem to think.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap it up. One more call right here. And if you can't get through on social media, Twitter and Instagram, it is at Joe and Alex Show. And on Facebook, just search for Radio Now. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say? Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
We're trying to figure out what Marigold should do here, if she should take a photo or not with the dead grandma at the funeral, and the newborn that never got to meet her would be in the photo in the casket.
My suggestion would be to ixnay on that and just explain to the grieving mother that it would be better to do like a spirit photography. This is basically what my grandfather used to do before he passed, he would overlap the negative with a picture, you know, a negative of the picture of someone that has deceased, and would put it with the actual picture that was taken. And so it looks like, you know, like the grandmother could be like, looking down on the baby, you know, instead of like in the casket. I would just say, like, let's do something more like realistic, because in all honesty, like, yes, there's been people that take pictures at funerals, and it's been looked down upon now in today's age, but back, like, you know, in the early 1900s, they used to do that stuff all the time. They set them up, prop them up, Weekend in the Bernie style, and, you know, would take death portraits.
That's what I'm going to do. I think
I've never seen in history a baby being taken pictures with a dead grandma on a cat.
Yeah.
When I die, maybe they need to do this Marigold. I don't know if you have this option as a photographer. You know at weddings that they have like that fun booth you step in with all those different things you can put on your face and the hats and the different things? Yeah, we got to get grandma propped up and the baby and everybody just gets a big photo.
Oh, my God.
Just have a photo booth at the funeral, Marigold. Make it a new thing. You can put a whole tab for it
you
on your website.
You put some like string on grandma's hand so she's like a Toy Story puppet.
Yeah, and
like,
they can put like a little thing where you know, a little thought bubble that says, I'm dead.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. That's how we wrap up Ask Alex today. Marigold, we wish you the best. Thank you so much for calling in. And we hope that this helps. If you do end up going through with this, would you mind like just privately sending us the photos? We wouldn't put them out there for anybody.
No, I can't do that. That would be, I don't think that's allowed.
We just gave you 20 minutes of help on the radio. You can't sneak me one photo on the side?
I think that would be against professional ethics.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, Marigold, we wish you all the best right there. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call now at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you want to get qualified for a Bonnaroo trip, yeah, we'll send you there. And just for getting qualified, we'll hook you up right now with a digital download of artists that'll be performing. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.